Alaska's natural gas pipeline project is headed in a new direction. And that direction looks a lot like a previous version of the project, one that was led by the oil companies on the North Slope. From Alaska's energy desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has this story.
The state corporation in charge of developing a natural gas pipeline project has new board members, they've installed a new president, and they have a new direction from Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration. And that direction sounds a lot like one the Alaska LNG project was following before former Governor Bill Walker took office, one that was led by the big three oil producers in the state, BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil. New Department of Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman laid out some of the philosophy of the Dunleavy administration at an industry event on Friday. Right now, he says, they're in fact-finding mode. That is, they want to get more information about exactly where the project is in the process of getting permitted and built.
Is the project economic? And is there a way for us to share the risk in this project? There hasn't been a lot of information publicly on the project for the last couple of years.
Once they get that information, Tangeman says it needs to go back to the legislature. To accomplish that, the state is going back to a stage gate approach. That's a style of project management that divides projects into stages, each one separated by a decision on whether to move forward.
That's the process that we had been using prior to the Walker administration. There's no secret to it. There's no, you know, science. It's merely, this is how big projects that companies like Exxon and BP and Conoco, this is the process that they have used and continue to use to build projects around the world.
Tangeman says the Alaska LNG project moved away from that phased process when former Governor Bill Walker took over and installed Keith Meyer at the helm of the Gasline Development Corporation. The pipeline project was a key issue for Governor Walker, who said the oil producers had too much control over it. In 2016, the oil producers stepped away from it, saying it didn't make economic sense at the time. Meyer and Walker then championed a state-led project and pushed for an accelerated schedule to get it permitted and built in time to meet what Meyer said would be a global surge in demand for natural gas.
After a certain amount of time, there was discussion of FID, final investment decision, and, you know, breaking ground and hiring 10,000 people. Well, under the previous stage gate approach, we probably would have gone through a couple more stage gates before we would even be talking about that. It just seemed like it was too good to be true.
A final investment decision is essentially when a project gets the final go-ahead and starts planning for shovels in the ground. And for the last few years, the message from the Gasline Corporation has been that the state is aiming to get that by next year.
Yeah, 2020 for an FID was not realistic.
Tangeman says the project will now be driven by economics. Or does it make financial sense for the state to get it built right now? Another problem for the Dunleavy administration is the current structure of the project. That is, that it's state-led and there are currently no other partners. Tangeman says that means the state is taking on all of the risk.
State government is not exactly set up to build $50 billion projects.
The Gasline Corporation is negotiating with three potential partners in China who could buy the gas or put money into the project. Tangeman says he doesn't think the changes at Alaska's Gasline Development Corporation will scare them off.
Our customers, potential customers, you know, if China is a potential customer down the road, they understand what this governor is doing.
Tangeman says the Dunleavy administration would also like to see its former oil and gas industry partners, that's BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil, come back to the project, though it's not clear if they will. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.